大家早。
Are you excited that Jesus is coming back?
耶稣再问你再回来，你会很兴奋吗
？Okay. Are you sure he's coming back for you?
你确定他是为你回来吗
？All right. One person is.
有一个人很确定。
All right. That's something unique to Christianity is.Jesus is coming back to set up his glorious kingdom.
那基督教所教导的一点就是耶稣会再回来建立他荣耀的国度。
In the perfect world, no more tears, no more suffering, no more cancer, no more pain.
那将是一个完美的世界，不再有眼泪，不再有痛苦，不再有痛苦，也不再有癌症。
So it's exciting to look forward to that day.
所以我们非常期待他的日子来临。
I don't know if you all noticed what I noticed.This past 2 days.
不晓得你有没有留意到我过去这两天所看见的。
You know, for the last couple months, we drive to church.
在过去几个月，我们开车来教会。
And all the hills are just brown.
那所有的山丘呢，都是咖啡色的。
Right, everything's brown.
好，很多事情都是咖啡色的。
Yeah, and then we get a couple days of rain.
然后有几天下雨。
Now I drive to church, and boom, it's like.All of a sudden, everything's green.
然后我开车来教会，忽然之间，哎，都变成绿色的了。
I knew it would turn green.
我知道它会变成绿色。
I just didn't expect it would turn so fast.
没有期待它这么快就转成绿色。
And you know, God does works like that in our life sometimes.
有的时候，上帝在我们人生当中也做这样的事情。
We can be dry spiritually.
我们很可能灵里面觉得很枯干。
Feel like we're burning out.
觉得好像我已经精疲力尽。
And all it takes is a little sprinkle from God's Holy Spirit.
那只需要圣灵稍微的浇灌一下。
And all of a sudden, that new life comes forth.
忽然那个新生命就发展出来。
And you know, every really great growth in our life.
你知道我们人生当中每次很大的一个成长。
Really comes from a new revelation of who God is.
都来自新的对上帝启示的认识。
Every new revelation you get from God is going to change your life.
我们从上帝领受的每一个新的启示都能够改变我们的人生。
And today we're going to look at the glory of God's name.
那今天我们要看的是耶和华名字的荣耀。
And today we're going to look at his name in the New Testament.
我们要看他在新约中的名字。
Right, last time we looked at his name in the Old Testament.
上次我们看的是他在旧约中的名字。
Right, so... Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主的面前来祷告。
And I pray this revelation of God will be like a fresh rain upon your spiritual life.
我们也期待这个对上帝新的启示的认识，就好像春雨能够浇灌你的生命。
And you'll know I've changed.
你会知道我被改变了。
I've got new life.
我有个新的不一样的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
That you revealed yourself to us as Father.
你将自己启示给我们为天父。
And you sent your only begotten Son to save us from our sins.
而且你差遣你唯一的独生子拯救我们脱离罪恶。
So that we could know you as our Father.
好让我们认识你是我们的父亲。
Lord, that's so profound. It's so life-changing.
这是一个非常深奥的真理，而且能够带来生命的改变。
When we truly experience you as our heavenly Father.
当我们真正经历你作为我们的天父。
So we pray this morning.
我们今天早晨祷告。
That your Holy Spirit will guide us into your truth.
求你的圣灵带领我们进入你的真理。
And you'll help us enter into that relationship.
而且帮助我们进入那样的关系。
Where we just don't know you in our head.
让我们不单单只是在头脑上认识你。
But we really experience the intimate relationship.Of a father and a child.
而是真实经历一个父子关系的亲密的关系。
Grant it for your glory.
求主按照你的荣耀赏赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this week now we're looking at God's name in the New Testament.
好，那这个礼拜我们要看上帝在新约中的名字。
Okay, our last study, we looked at the glory of God's name as it's revealed in the Old Testament.
上一次我讲到上帝在旧约当中如何启示他自己的名字。
Right, we focused especially on the fact he revealed himself as I am that I am.
特别注重在上帝启示自己为我是自有永有的神。
Right, we learned that's the verb to be in Hebrew.
那在希伯来文呢就是一个动词的形态。
And it means God was what he was, is who he is, and will be who he will be.
那个人生动词就说上帝过去如何，今天如何，将来也如何。
And then he revealed his name as Lord or Jehovah in English.
然后再下来，他启示自己的名字是耶和华。
And Lord is also related to the Hebrew verb for to be.
这个主耶和华这个字呢，也与希伯来文这个人生动词是有关系的。
Now God's name somehow reveals his character and encompasses all his attributes.
所以上帝的名字启示出他的品格，也包含他所有的属性。
It's the biggest part of who he is.
是他这个名字彰显出他最大的一部分。
Okay, it reveals his glory.
而且启示出他的荣耀。
And we also learned that your name is part of your glory.
那上次我们也提出，你的名字也会启示出你这个人的荣耀。
Everybody's name is important.
每个人的名字都重要的。
And God gave you your name for a reason.
那上帝将你的名字给你有一个特别的原因。
And you need to find out what that reason was.
你要明白这个原因是什么。
Okay. Today's debate, there's a big debate about the name of the Lord.
今天对上帝的名字是耶和华有一个很大的争论。
Right, in English, when it's all capital L, capital O-R-D, that's the word Jehovah.
在英文的圣经里面，假如这个 Lord, 主的这个字都是大写的话呢，它就表示是耶和华这个字。
And the Jews didn't preserve the pronunciation of the name.
那犹太人并没有保存上帝名字的发音方式。
Now there are many reasons for that.
那有很多的原因。
But that's not what's important to us this morning.
但对我们来说，这不是最重要的事情。
But it's a huge debate going on.
但是有个很大的争论正在进行。
But every English Bible for the last 400 years wrote it Jehovah. You pronounce it Jehovah.
但是每个英文圣经呢，在过去400年写下上帝的名字都是耶和华。
Okay, in Hebrew there is not a hard J, it's a soft J like a Y.
那在希伯来文里面，那个 J 呢，不是一个重音，而是一个轻音。
So it's kind of like Chinese, I guess you'd pronounce it Yehovah.
我们中文叫做耶和华。
Yeah, very close to the Hebrew.
跟希伯来文非常接近。
Okay. Now Jesus manifested the name of God to us.
那耶稣将上帝的名字显明给我们。
Right, one of the reasons he came to earth was so we could know God.
他来到世界上的一个原因就是让我们去认识神。
Okay. Jesus prayed this.
耶稣这样祷告说。
He said to his father,
他对他的天父说,
I have manifested thy name unto the men which you gave me.
你在世界上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们。
So this is important. Jesus said, I've revealed your name.
所以这非常重要，就是我已经将我的名字显明。
Okay, that's what we're going to find out this morning.
那今天早上我们要寻找这件事。
What is the name of God that Jesus revealed?
所以上帝的名字，那耶稣所显明出来的到底是什么呢？
Okay, again, Jesus said, I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it.
耶稣又说，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们。
So if it's so important, this debate, it's so important to know how to pronounce Jehovah.
所以这个争论哈，是不是很需要知道耶和华的名字到底怎么发音呢？
Well, Jesus said he came to make known to us the name.
那耶稣说他来把神的名字启示给我们。
So let's find out.
让我们找出来。
Okay, now there's two reasons for Jesus declaring the name of God.
那耶稣把上帝的名字宣告出来有两个非常重要的原因。
Right, in the same prayer.
在同一个祷告里面。
He said, "The purpose is that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them."
他说，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面。
Okay, he wanted his father's love to be in us.
他要天父的爱也在我们的里面。
And Jesus also said that I can dwell in them.
他也说，我也在他们的里面。
Okay, we'll understand this better in a little bit.
好，待会儿你们会更了解这一点。
But he said, "The purpose is that we can be one."
另外一个原因就是使我们可以合而为一。
Even as we are one,
就像天父跟耶稣合而为一一样。
That's Jesus talking to his Father in heaven.
就是耶稣这个祷告是耶稣跟他的天父在祷告。
Just like God the Father and God the Son are one, we can be one.
所以耶稣说，正如圣父跟圣子是合一的，那我们跟你们也要合一。
Okay, and again, Jesus says that I can be in them.
所以耶稣说，使我在他们的里面。
Jesus comes to live in us.
啊，耶稣要来住在我们的里面。
Okay. Now, how does Jesus' name reveal the glorious name of the Lord?
那耶稣的名字怎么启示耶和华名字的荣耀呢？
Okay, Lord in the Old Testament is the name Jehovah.
那这个主在旧约里面呢，就是耶和华这个名字。
Some people just write it with the consonants from the Hebrew Y H V H.
那希伯来文里面只有它的子音，就是 Y H V H.
Okay, Jesus's full name in Hebrew is Jehoshua.
耶稣的名字全名在希伯来文就是耶和舒亚。
Okay, it's also the name Joshua.
也就是约书亚这个字。
Exact same name.
同一个名字。
And his name in Hebrew means salvation of Jehovah.
而这个名字在希伯来文的意思就是耶和华的救恩。
Or Jehovah is Savior.
或是耶和华是救主。
Now just a little English lesson here.
给大家一点点英文的功课。
Did I spell Savior correctly?
我这个救主的名字拼得正确吗？
Jackson, did I make a mistake? Huh?If you're in Canada, it's okay.
假如你从加拿大来，这个拼法是对
的。Yeah, a lot of people want to spell Savior today with six letters. Leave out that.
今天很多人拼救主这个字只有六个字母。
But if you look up in an old dictionary, probably before
1930, 但是假如你看一个比较老的字典的话
，and you were to look up the spelling of Savior with seven letters,
那救主这个字是有七个字母。
You would find out it says the definition.
那它的定义是
refers to God.
指的是上帝。
The only Savior, seven letters, is God.
好，唯一一个七个字母的救主这个字指的是上帝。
So in English, it used to be then when you said Jesus is our Savior.
所以在英文里面，假如你说耶稣是我们的救主
，What you're saying is Jesus is God. He's our Savior. He has to be.
你就说耶稣就是上帝，因为这个救主就是上帝。
But if you look up Savior in the new dictionaries today,
但是你看今天比较新的字典的话呢，就 S A V I。O-R, 没有一个 U,
yeah, there is a deliberate spiritual attack against the knowledge of God.
所以裴牧师认为，对承认耶稣是救主，就是上帝呢，有一个属灵的攻击在里面。
All right, but Jesus's name in Hebrew is Joshua Jehoshua.
所以耶稣的名字在希伯来文就是耶和舒亚或是约书亚。
So let me give you a little lesson in Hebrew here. This.
那现在我要给大家一点点希伯来文的文法。
Okay, Hebrew is an amazing language.
希伯来文是一个非常奇妙的语言。
We're told the Word of God is living.
圣经告诉我们，神的话语是活的。
It's different from any other book.
跟其他任何一本书都不一样。
It's a living book.
它是一个活的书。
And it has life in it.
它在里面有生命。
And it reveals life.
而且它启示出生命。
And when we believe it, it brings us life.
当我们相信的时候呢，它就赐给我们生命。
Okay. Now one example is the word Adam.
那有一个例子就是亚当这个名字。
Being formed from the dust of the earth or the ground.
圣经说他从尘土里面被造出来。
Now in Hebrew, this is how it was written, huh?You go backwards. Remember that in Hebrew, Ha Adamah.
在希伯来文跟中国人一样，是从右边看到左边的哈。
That's the word for dirt.
那这是原来这是尘土这个字。
Okay, so you have dirt right now. God forms Adam from the dirt, doesn't he?
那上帝从尘土里面造出亚当。
Now he didn't just do that in real life.
他不单就是在事实上做出来。
He actually formsAdam from the dust in the language of Hebrew.
事实上，从希伯来文的造字里面，亚当也是从尘土出来。
This is Adam.
这就是亚当的名字。
The man.
人。
Adam. And not only that, we're told in the Bible.
然后圣经也告诉我们。
That God formed all nations from that one man.
神从一个人一本造出万族来。
Right.From one blood.
从一个血缘。
See, we're all related.
我们彼此都有关系的。
Right, we all come from the same original man.
我们都来自同样的原来的一个人。
From the same blood.
来自同一个血缘。
And that's the word Dam.
那就是 Dam 这个字。
Comes out of Adam.
从亚当出来。
And then, even more.
还有。
From that one blood that originated with Adam.
从亚当那个血出来。
You have come all the nations.The Am.
有全世界的万族。
See, all that takes place in Hebrew. I learned that when I was in Israel.
这都是希伯来文里面的奥妙之处。好，我在埃及，我在以色列头学到这些。
So exactly what God did in real life formed Adam from the red dirt.
所以上帝从尘土里面一个红色的尘里面造出亚当来。
See, the word for dirt in Hebrew actually means red dirt.
那希伯来文的尘土就是红土的意思。
If you ever lived in Virginia, you know about red dirt. The dirt is red in Virginia.
假如你住过维吉尼亚州的话，那边的土是红色的。
So if you want a rough guess of what color Adam's skin might have been,
所以假如你想想说亚当的皮肤应该什么颜色呢？
It's probably reddish because it was formed from the red dirt.
可能是红色的，因为它是红土里面造出来的。
But exactly what God does in real life,
所以上帝在人生事实上做的一件事情。
He does in the Hebrew language.
他也写进了希伯来文字里面。
Because God's word is living.
因为上帝的话是一个活的话。
Here's another one. I like this one.
这边又是另外一个例子。
Okay, you can see there. There's Ish, another word for man.
好，那在上面一个字就是 Ish, 就是男性的意思。
Okay, and the circled letter there is the first letter in God's name.
那圈出来那个字母呢，是上帝名字的第一个。
Okay.And now here's Isha.
这个另外下面一个字就是 Isha.
That's woman.
那就是女性。
And usually these terms are used in relationship to marriage, man and woman in marriage.
好，通常男跟女呢，他们用法就是在婚姻的时候，他们结合在一起的时候。
But notice the woman literally comes out of the man, doesn't
she? 但是你看到这女人的多了一个字母，它是来自男人。
Isha has the Ish in there.
所以 Isha.女人有，它里面有男人这个字。
Now look what happens if you take God out of your relationship.
那假如你把上帝从你的关系里面拿走的话呢？
Remove the part of God from the man.
把神的那个一个发音从人当中拿走。
And remove the part of God's name from the woman.
然后也把那个字从女性的名字拿走。
And you're both Ish.
就成为了 Ish.
And that means fire.
那就是火的意思。
Instead of having a husband and wife under God,
所以如果没有上帝之下掌管的男跟女，
you got two flames of fire.
就有两个烧着的火焰。
But there's one difference between us and God when it comes to fire.
但是火在你我跟上帝之间还是有差别。
Right in the burning bush, God can burn, but He never burns out.
好，就是烧着的荆棘火焰哈，神可以在里面烧，但是荆棘烧不完。
But when you and I leave God out of our life,
但是当你我把上帝从我们的人生当中排除的时候，
or out of your marriage,
或是从婚姻当中排除的时候，
you both become a flame of fire.
你们两个就成了火焰。
The only problem is we consume ourselves when we become a flame of fire.
会把自己给烧尽。
Now that's in the Hebrew language.
那这就是在希伯来文的里面。
What happens in real life actually happens in Hebrew.
人生当中确实发生的事情也表彰在他们的语言当中。
So here we are. Jesus said, "I am come in my Father's name."
好，圣经说，耶稣说，我奉我父的名而来。
Okay, that's his Father's name in Hebrew. Yehovah.
这是他父亲的在希伯来文的名字，就是耶和华。
And now he came in his Father's name.
他奉父的名而来。
There's Yehoshua.
就是耶和苏亚。
Okay, now let's see here. You have God's name. You see the Yeho.
和上面你看到神的名字。
And you see Christ's name. You see the Yeho.
然后在基督的名字你也看到耶和那个字母。
Right. Jehovah's name is in Jesus.
所以耶和华的名字在耶稣的名字里面。
In the language.
就在他的语文的里面。
But it's also a reality in life.
那这也是人生的一个事实。
That's why Jesus prays, Father, that you might be in me and that I might be in you.
这也就是为什么耶稣祷告说使你可以在我的里面我也在你的里面。
That is profound.
所以非常的深奥。
But God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself.
圣经也告诉我们，上帝在基督里与世人和好。
Not only in history,
不但是在历史当中，
but literally in the Hebrew language.
而也在希伯来语文当中。
God was in Christ.
上帝在基督里。
All right, there's the name Jehovah. The glory of God is revealed in His name.
所以这就是耶和华的名字，他的荣耀就借着他的名字彰显出来。
Right, but the name of Jesus.Contains all the glory of God.
耶稣的名字也包含所有上帝的荣耀。
Now some people say, you know, yeah, but Jesus is English.
有人说啊，你知道耶稣这个名字是英文。
But what's his Hebrew name?
那他的希伯来文是什么呢？
If you were talking to a Jew, what would you call Jesus?
假如你跟一个犹太人讲话，你会说耶稣的名字是什么呢？
Yehoshua, right? Joshua.
就是耶稣亚或耶和书亚。
What do you guys call me in Chinese?
你们中文怎么叫我
？No, my first name, my given name.
裴瑞明。
Yeah, just call me Brother Ray. All right, you don't have to call me 裴牧师 Brother Ray.
好，裴弟兄。
Ray Ming.
瑞明弟兄。
I don't say 不是，我不是 Ray Ming. I'm Raymond.
他不会说我不是瑞明啊，我叫 Raymond.
When I was in Mexico and living in Latin America, they called me Ramon.
我在墨西哥、拉丁美洲，他们叫我 Ramon。
I didn't say 不是，我不是 Ramon， I'm Raymond。
我不会跟他说哦，不是 Ramon， 我是名字叫 Raymond。
Right, same name, different language, pronounced a little different, isn't it?
所以同一个名字在不同语言当中，它的发音有点不一样。
But here's the thing: Who created all the languages?
但是谁创作了所有的语言呢？
When were the languages created? Tower of Babel.
就在巴别塔的时候，上帝创立了各种不同的语言。
Every language has been designed by God.
所以每一个语言都是上帝所设计的。
He created them at Babel.
他在巴别塔那个地方创造了他们。
He knew what his name would be in Chinese.
所以他知道他的名字在中文会是什么。
He knew what his name would be in English.
也知道在英文是什么名字。
He knew what his name would be in Spanish.
也知道在西班牙文他是什么
名字。And he designed every language.With that in mind,
所以他设计每一个语言都有这个思想在里面。
You glorify God the Father when you call on the name of Jesus, because God.
所以当我们呼求耶稣的名字的时候呢，我们也是呼求上帝。
Because the glory of God is in Christ.
因为上帝的荣耀就在耶稣基督的里面。
And here's his name in Hebrew, Yeshua, shortened for Jehoshua.
所以这是耶稣希伯来文的名字叫约书亚。
But the interesting thing is they call those little lips there a flame, sometimes a crown.
很有意思的就是说他们把上面那个勾勾点点叫做火焰。
You know what this is, right? From the tabernacle?
那我们学会幕知道下面这个是什么，是一个金灯台。
Right, that's the candelabra.
就是金灯台。
Right, and of course, who does that represent?
那金灯台代表谁呢？
Who's the light of the world?
谁是世界的光？
Right, Jesus, right? He's
就是耶稣。世界的光。
The interesting thing, the only word in Hebrew that can light the seven light candelabra is Yeshua in Hebrew.
那很有意思，就是你知道这个金灯台上面有七盏灯，有七个火焰，而希伯来文里面唯一的名字配合这七盏灯的，就是约书亚这个名字。
It's like God is making it as clear as possible.
所以上帝很清楚、最明显的告诉我们
，The light of the world is Yeshua.
世界的光就是约书亚。
Okay, I hope you can remember that when you're trying to witness to a Jewish person.
所以当你跟一个犹太人传福音的时候呢，我希望你能够记得这一点。
Okay. Also, we have a very clearly God tells us what name He wants to honor Him with.
另外，圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神要我们用什么名字来尊崇他。
God says, "Wherefore God has highly exalted Him, Jesus."
所以神将他，就是将耶稣升为至高。
And given Jesus the name that's above every name.
又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus.
叫一切的在因耶稣的名。
Every knee should bow.
每一个膝盖都会跪下。
Of things in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
不管是在天上的、地上的和地底下的。
So eventually, right, live with eternity in mind.
所以我们活在永恒的里面。
What name are you going to confess before the throne of God?
你在上帝宝座前要承认的名字是哪一个呢？
Jesus.
Yes.
Every tongue is going to confess Jesus.
每一个口上的话都会承认耶稣。
Now, if you speak Chinese and you stand before the throne of God,
讲中文的站在神的宝座面前的时候，
you're going to say 耶稣。
耶稣，我们会说耶稣。
I'm going to say Jesus. I'm going to fall on my face and cry and say Jesus.
那说英文的会说 Jesus。
But if you're Jewish, what are you going to do?
但是假如你是犹太人，你会用哪个名字？
You're going to fall on your face and say Yehoshua or Yeshua.
你会说耶稣亚。
Who's the Lord?
谁是主呢？
Jehovah.
耶和华是主。
But Jehovah's name is in Jesus.
但他的名字在耶稣的名字里面。
So when you glorify Jesus, you're glorifying the Lord.
所以当你荣耀耶稣的时候，你也同样荣耀耶和华。
Okay.That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Okay, so someday, notice how small we're going to be when we stand before His throne.
当我们站在他的宝座前的时候，我们是那么的微小。
It's going to be like there's no one else there, nothing else there, just you and God.
就好像什么东西都不存在，只有你跟神面对面。
And we're each going to give account.For how we lived.
我们每一个人都要在神面前交账我们的一生。
Going to give account of what you did for His glory.
也要交账我们为他的荣耀做了什么。
Prepare for eternity.
所以我们要为永恒来预备自己。
Okay. Jesus reveals God the Father by revealing Himself as God the Son.
耶稣借着启示自己为上帝的儿子来启示父神。
So his very name, Yehoshua, reveals the glory of God.
他自己的名字耶稣亚就启示了神的荣耀。
But now we're getting more specific.
现在我们要讲一些比较特别的事情。
When Jesus came to earth,
当耶稣来到世上的时候
his whole being and ministry,
他的整个人以及他的服事
is inseparable from the fact that he is the only begotten Son of God.
离不开他是上帝的独生子的身份。
That's who he was.
因为他就是那样的身份。
Okay.Prophecy reveals his sonship.
预言启示出他神圣的儿子的身份。
Right, this day I have begotten thee. This day you've become my son.
今日我生了你，今日你成我的儿子。
Isaiah says, "Unto us a child is given, unto us a son is born."
以赛亚书告诉我们，有一子为我们而生。
And his name shall be called Almighty God.
他的名字是全能的神。
So prophecy revealed Jesus as the son.
所以预言也启示出耶稣是儿子。
His sonship was revealed at his birth.
他出生的时候，他儿子的身份也显明。
Right, what did the angel tell Mary?
天使对玛利亚说什么？
Said, "How can I have a child? I don't even know a man."
玛利亚说，我还没有跟男人相处，我怎么可以有一个孩子呢？
And he said, "The Holy Spirit, the power of the Most High, is going to come upon you."
他说，圣灵，上帝的大能要覆庇在你身上。
And you're going to conceive.
你要怀孕。
Because of that, he shall be called the Son of the Highest.
而且你所生的孩子要称为至高神的儿子。
He comes into the world as the Son of God.
所以他来到世界上是以上帝的儿子的身份来到世界上。
His sonship was revealed at his baptism.
他儿子的身份也在受浸的时候显明。
When he's baptized and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove.
当他受洗的时候，圣灵好像鸽子降在他身上。
A voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased."
有一个声音从天上来说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Interesting. He's 30 something years old.
在那个时候，耶稣大概三十岁。
As far as we know, he hasn't done a single miracle.
在那个之前，他还没有做任何的神迹。
Spent 30 years staying home with his single mother because his dad had died.
那有三十年时间，他在跟妈妈在一起，因为他的父亲可能早逝。
And helped raise his younger siblings.
帮助他养大他比较年轻的弟妹。
And God says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
上帝说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
His divine sonship was attacked by Satan.
他神圣的儿子身份也在受撒旦攻击的时候显明出来。
No sooner did God say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
就在上帝说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的之后
，Then the devil comes and tempts him.
撒旦来试探他。
If you be the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread.
他说：“假如你是上帝的儿子呢，你把这些石头变成饼。”
That big if.
那个假若。
If you are really the Son of God, then do some miracle.
假如你真是神的儿子的话，你做些神迹吧。
And I guarantee you, as soon as you get saved and accept Jesus as your Savior,
我可以向你保证，一旦你接受耶稣基督做救主之后
，and you become a son of God, a child of God,
你成为神的孩子
，I guarantee you the devil's going to come and say, "Yeah, if you really are a child of God, then," and he's going to test you.
我想撒旦会很快来跟你挑战，说，假如你真是神的孩子的话呢，那么。
The last thing the devil wants you to know is that God is your heavenly Father.
撒旦最不喜欢你知道的一件事情，就是你的神是你的天父。
His divine sonship was known by the demons.
他神圣儿子的身份呢，也是魔鬼知道的。
When he came to set someone free from being possessed,
当他使一个人脱离污鬼的辖制的时候
，the demons would say, "We know who you are, the Son of God."
污鬼会说，我们知道你是谁，你是神的儿子。
Have you come to torture us before the time?
他说。你在时候还没有到的时候就来折磨我们吗？
But they had to obey Jesus.
但是他们要听命于耶稣。
Because he was the Son of God.
因为他是神的儿子。
His divine sonship is supernaturally revealed to Peter.
他儿子的身份也超自然的显明给彼得。
Right? Jesus asked every one of us, "Who do you say I am?"
耶稣那个时候问每个人说：“你们说我是谁？”
Who is Jesus to you?
对你来说，耶稣是谁？
And Peter said.
彼得说。
Thou art the Son of the Living God.
说你是永生神的儿子。
And then Jesus said, "Flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you."
耶稣说好，不是血肉的将这个启示给你。
You didn't come to believe this just by reading something.
你不是因为读什么东西而有这样的一个结论。
But my Father in heaven has revealed it to you.
而是我在天上的父将这个启示给你。
That's our prayer this morning.
那也是我们今天早上的祷告。
That God will come to you in a new way and reveal Himself as your heavenly Father.
上帝会很亲自的启示你，他就是你的天父。
Jesus was crucified for being God's son.
那耶稣也因为是神的儿子而被钉十字架。
He wasn't crucified for any bad thing he did.
他不是因为他做了一些错事或是犯罪了被钉十字架。
He claimed to be the Son of God.
而是因为他宣称自己是上帝的儿子。
And the high priest said, "Blasphemy! Put him to death."
所以他们说，哦，这是亵渎，把他给杀了吧。
Not for what he'd done, but for who he claimed to be.
不是因为他所做的，而是因为他说自己是谁。
But it wasn't blasphemy for Jesus because he really was the Son of God.
但是对耶稣来说呢，这不是亵渎，因为他确实，他毕竟是神的儿子。
And his sonship was revealed by his resurrection.
他的儿子的身份也在复活的时候彰显。
He was declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead.
他因从死里复活，以大能证明他是神的儿子。
And here's the key thing: you must believe Jesus is the Son of God to be saved.
那现在这是一个非常关键的事情，你必须相信耶稣是上帝的儿子，才能得救。
And you have a lot of scriptures in your notes to look up later.
好，在你的讲义当中有很多经文，你之后可以去看。
But to claim to be God's son was to make yourself equal with God.
在圣经里面，宣称自己是上帝的儿子，就是将自己跟上帝同等。
That's why they wanted to kill Jesus when he claimed to be God's begotten son.
这就是为什么人们要杀死耶稣，因为他宣称自己跟神同等。
Now here's the most revolutionary teaching of Jesus, that God is first and foremost Father.
那耶稣最革命性的教导呢，是上帝就是父亲。
Right. Jesus came to earth to give us the greatest revelation of God a human being can have.
耶稣来到世界上，要将人类所能够知道最大的启示。
And what was the greatest part of that revelation?
而这样的启示最大的一部分是什么呢？
That Jesus is first and foremost Father.
That God is first and foremost.
Yeah, God is first and foremost.
好，上帝首先就是我们的天父。
Jesus called God my Father 57 times.
耶稣称上帝是我的父57次。
Just in the Bible.
只是在圣经里面。
But he referred to God as Father 176 times.
但是他提及上帝是天父呢，有176次。
In fact, that's just about all he called God was my Father.
事实上，耶稣在世界上做人子呢，常称上帝为天父。
Here's an interesting thing. How many of you bought a ring with a diamond in it for your wife when you got married?
有多少人结婚的时候为太太买了一个钻石戒指？
Now, when I bought a ring, I knew this.
好，我买戒指的时候我知道这件事情。
But this is important.
但很重要的是
you have a diamond,
我们有个钻石
and you want to look at that diamond so you can see its maximum glory, its maximum shining.
当我们看到钻石的时候，希望从一个它的不同的切面看到这个钻石最光彩的那一部分。
You have to look through the table on top. It's called the table.
我们必须从它的表面看下去。
Right, all these other things are facets.
那其他是很多的切面。
If you just look through one facet, you won't see the full glory of the diamond.
假如我们只看钻石的一个切面的话，我们看不出它所有的荣光。
But if you look through the table,
但是假如你从它上面的表面看下去，
you see the full glory.
你可以看它全部的这个光彩。
Now here's the thing: is here's several diamonds. You got to look through the table, and you see the glory reflected.
所以当你从表面看下去呢，你可以看到整个钻石的光彩。
See, the table of God's glory
那上帝的光彩的这个表面呢
is the fact that he is Father.
就是他是父亲的这个事实。
To see the full glory of all his other attributes, you have to look through the table of God's fatherhood.
要看到上帝所有的荣耀呢，必须从上帝是父亲的这个面相来了解。
That's why God is called the Father of mercies.
这就是为什么我们称天父为慈爱的天父。
He's called the Father of glory.
他称作荣耀的天父。
He's sovereign because he's the Lord Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.
他也是天地的主宰。
Every attribute of God can be viewed through the table of his fatherhood.
所以上帝每一个美善的属性要从这个他是父亲的这个面向去了解。
And that's how he wants us to see the fullness of his glory.
从这个面向去明白他全然的荣耀。
I had an experience that changed my life first year in seminary.
我第一年上神学院的时候呢，有一个经历改变了我的生命。
I went to hear this man, Peter Lord.
我去听一个传道人叫做 Peter Lord 的讲道。
Yeah, he was doing a revival.
他开一个奋兴会。
A couple of my friends invited me to go.
我两个朋友请我去。
And I remember we're sitting there.
我记得坐在那里。
And he shared a testimony.
他分享了一个见证。
Showed about, you know, your understanding of God is the most important thing about you.
他说好，你对上帝的了解呢，是了解你最重要的一件事情。
Because if you have a high and accurate understanding of God, it lifts your whole life up.
而假如你对上帝有一个高层次的正确的了解呢，那会把你的人生整个提起来。
But if you have a low and false view of God, it brings your whole life down.
但是假如你对上帝的认识是一个低的，而且是一个错误的话，那你的人生就会被拉下来。
And Peter Lord was sharing how he almost lost his family.
那Peter Lord分享说，他几乎丧失了他所有的家人。
Because there was a time in his life when he thought God was primarily a warrior.
因为在他人生当中有一段时间，他想到上帝，他唯一想到就是上帝是一个战士。
Exodus does say God's a mighty warrior.
那出埃及记确实告诉我们，上帝是一个伟大的大能的战士。
So he felt like if God's a warrior, then the most important thing for me to do is to be a good soldier and be out there every night fighting God's battles.
他说，假如上帝是很一个武士的话，那我要做的事就是每天都要出去征战，做一个很好的兵。
If you think God is mainly a teacher,
那假如你认为上帝最主要是一个老师，
then you would spend all your time studying and teaching.
那么你会花你一生的时间去研究去教导。
If you think God is mainly a judge,
那你假如认为上帝最主要的角色是一个审判官，
then you're going to live your whole life in fear.Just waiting for him to just zap you with lightning.
那你一生都会活在恐惧当中，想说有一天上帝会击打我。
See what you believe about God is going to affect your life in a profound way.
所以你对神的认识会影响你的人生。
And he said, "While I was being a good soldier for God out there fighting His battles."
他说我是一个很好的战士，在那边为上帝的这个在打仗。
The devil was at my home.
但是撒旦却在我的家里打击我的家人。
But God in His grace helped me find out what the main attribute of God is His Father, first and foremost.
但是在神的恩典当中的怜悯当中，他让我看见神首要是父亲。
And then he said he realized, wow, if God is first and foremost Father, then the most important thing for me to do is be a good father.
他忽然明白，假如上帝最主要的角色身份是一个父亲的话，那我要做一个很好的父亲。
And that would mean the most important thing to God would be family.
那对神来说最重要的就是他的家。
God is a warrior.
上帝确实是一个战士。
God is a teacher.
他也是一个教师。
God is a judge.
他是一个审判者。
But he's first and foremost father.
那他首要的，他是一个父亲。
That's the greatest revelation Jesus brought us of God.
这就是耶稣带来对上帝最大的一个启示给我们。
Peter Lord shared how in his grace, when I got that right, God restored my family.
所以 Peter Lord 分享说，当他把这个观念弄正确的时候呢，神就恢复了他的家庭。
And I remember sitting there, I got this revelation from the Holy Spirit of God is my heavenly father.
所以当我坐在那边听他讲这个道的时候呢，我就有这个启示，就说上帝是我的天父。
And I just started weeping.
我开始哭泣。
And I was weeping so hard.
我哭得很厉害。
My friend next to me says, "Are you okay, Ray?"
我坐在旁边的朋友说，哎，你还好吗？
You know, and I got, you know how it is. I got my napkin out. I'm crying. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
我说我把手帕拿出来擦眼泪。我说哦，没关系，我还好。
I realize now that God had made me better than I'd ever been before.
所以因为听了那篇信息，上帝使我成为一个更好的人。
Because I still went into ministry.
因为我后来还是出来服事。
But I realized family is the most important part of ministry.
但是我也明白，家庭是我服事当中最重要的部分。
So when my kids were old enough,
所以当我孩子长到大了一点的时候
，play basketball.
我跟他们打篮球。
I used to put in my schedule, play basketball with Faith and Jeremy Fridays 3 o'clock.
我在我的日程表写下，礼拜五下午3点要跟我的儿子跟女儿打篮球。
And if somebody at church calls, say, "Ray, I need to talk to you right now."
假如教会人打电话跟我说，裴牧师，我要跟你讲话。
I'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry, my schedule's already filled. Are you free tomorrow?"
我会说，对不起，我已经有安排了，好，你明天有空吗？
99.5% of the time, they could meet at another time.
那几乎99%的时间，他们都可以在另外一个时间跟我碰头。
But because I learned God is first and foremost Father, I made some priorities that changed my life and ministry.
但是因为我开始学习到上帝最主要是一个父亲，我就在我的人生当中做了一些改变。
But that brings back. But what's the glorious name of God Jesus revealed to us? What's His name?
那耶稣向我们启示的上帝是哪一个荣耀的名字呢？
Amazingly, the name Lord Jehovah is not found once in the New Testament.
很奇妙的就是耶和华这个名字在新约中一次都找不到。
If it's so important, then why didn't Jesus tell us how to pronounce it?
假如说耶和华的名字这么重要，为什么耶稣不教我们怎么去发这个音呢？
So what is the name of God Jesus revealed to us?
所以耶稣向我们启示上帝的名字是什么？
He says, I've made your name known unto the men you gave me.
耶稣说，我已将你的名指示给那些你给我的人。
The name that Jesus revealed to us is Father.
所以耶稣向我们启示上帝的名字就是父亲。
And now you tell me, Ray, that's not a name.
那你告诉我，哦，那不是一个名字啊。
Right, right. You're saying that's a title.
那是一个头衔。
Wrong.
那是错了。
Here it is.
它是一个名字。
God only revealed himself, well, let's get there. God only revealed himself as Father 15 times in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，上帝启示他自己是父亲只有十五次。
Nobody before Jesus ever addressed God as Abba.
在耶稣之前，以色列历史当中没有一个人称上帝为阿爸。
The Hebrew name for daddy.
这就是希伯来文叫 daddy 的意思。
Or the little child we call his father in Israel today.
或是一个小孩子叫爸爸叫 daddy。
No record ever. They've tried to find it.
旧约里面从来没有一个这样的记录。
Abba is an intimate family word that a child uses of his daddy.
所以阿爸是家中的孩子对父亲亲昵的称呼。
Jesus came to make such an intimate, loving relationship possible with God if you believe in Him.
所以，假如你相信耶稣的话呢，耶稣可以帮你跟上帝之间建立一个非常亲密的父子关系。
When you trust God's only begotten Son for your salvation,
当你相信上帝的独生子得到救恩的时候，
you become a child of God.
你就成为了上帝的孩子。
So the name of God that Jesus revealed to His disciples is Father or Abba.
所以耶稣向门徒启示上帝的名字就是父亲和阿爸。
But you keep saying, but that's not a name, Ray, that's a title.
那你会说，哦，裴牧师，这不是一个名字啊，父亲不是名字，这是一个职称而已。
No, it is a name.
那它确实也是一个名字。
But here's the problem.
那问题是，
It's only a name if you're a true son and daughter.
只有当你是真正的儿子或女儿的时候，你才可以用这个名字。
Right. Me and my sister had the same daddy.
我跟我的姐姐有同一个父亲。
Sometimes I call him father.
有的时候我叫他爸爸。
But I think I call him daddy more than father. Father is kind of formal.
Yeah, 叫他 father 好像太正式了，但叫 daddy 比较平常。
Yeah, even if I wanted money.
即使我要钱。
I go, daddy, can I have some money?
我会说 daddy 啊，可不可以给我点钱？
I hardly said father.
很少说 father。
Do you know what my father's name was?
你知道我父亲的名字是什么吗？
Edmund.
他叫 Edmund.
I don't remember one time in my entire life. Hey, Edmund, I want to talk to you.
我不记得我人生中曾经有一次叫我爸爸直接叫他的名字。
We never did. Neither me nor my sister would ever address him as Edmund.
我跟我姐姐从来没有按我爸爸的名字来叫他。
But that was his name.
但是Edmund 确实是他的名字。
But you see, we had a relationship by birth with him.
但是因为我们出生了之后，就跟爸爸有这个关系。
And because of that, father or daddy was the name by which we called him.
所以因为这个关系，这个阿爸就成为我们叫爸爸的名字。
But no one else in the world could call my daddy daddy.
但是世界上没有其他人可以叫我爸爸做爸爸。
They could say he's the father of Ray and Lynn.
他们可以说他是瑞明跟他姐姐的爸爸。
But they couldn't say he's my father.
但他们不能说他这个人是我的爸爸。
They didn't have the relationship.
因为他没有这样的关系。
Do you understand this?
所以我们明白了吧？
Okay, father is not just a title.
所以父亲不只是一个头衔。
It's a name of relationship by birth.
他是从出生才建立起的一个关系。
But it's the most intimate relationship you have.
但是却是你最亲密的一个关系。
God becomes our father when we're born again.
所以当我们重生的时候，上帝就成为我们的父亲。
It's the only way to become a Christian.
这是唯一成为基督徒的方式。
Okay. Bible says, but as many as received him.
圣经说凡接待他的。
To them he gave the power to become the sons of God.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Even to them that believe on his name.
就是那些信他名的人。
Right here, God says he gave us power to become sons and daughters of God.
所以这边上帝赐给我们权柄做他的儿女。
What you got to do? You got to receive him, Jesus.
但是这个途径是要接待耶稣。
You believe in Jesus, you receive Jesus.
你相信耶稣，你接受耶稣。
Then you're born not of blood,
你不就不是从血气生的
nor of the will of the flesh,
不是从情欲生的
nor of the will of man,
也不是从人意生的
but you're born again of God,
而是从神重生的
By His Holy Spirit, you become His real child.
借着圣灵的重生，你成为他真正的儿女。
And you can address Him as Abba Father. That becomes His name.
就成为你的父亲，你可以就叫他阿爸。
I'm even now struggling with that a little.
有的时候我对这个还有点挣扎。
It seems so much easier, Oh Lord.
好像很好讲说，哦主啊，这样祷告。
So for the past quite a while now, I decided I'm going to pray the Lord's Prayer every day.
后来我决定每天要祷告，用主祷文来祷告。
Where I pray, Our Father who art in heaven.
说我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的名为圣。
We're supposed to pray that. It's a model prayer.
好，那个是我们的模范式的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的名为圣。
What name?
什么名呢？
Okay, tell me now. You know now. What name are we to hallow?
我们要称什么名为圣呢？
Jehovah?
是耶和华吗？
Yahweh?
是亚威吗？
What's the name we hallow? He gives it to us right there.
我们以什么名为圣呢？
Talk to me. What name?
Father.
It's only a name if you've really been born again.
只有当你重生的时候，它才变成一个名字。
That's why Christianity is not a religion.
这就是为什么基督教不是一个宗教。
It's a personal relationship with God, the one true God.
而是为与唯一的真神之间建立一个个人的关系。
Only the Holy Spirit can enable us to experience the sovereign, transcendent God with the intimate love of a heavenly Father.
也只有圣灵如果让我们与天父有一个亲密的关系，来经历全人超然的上帝。
See, some people say, well, you know, if I believe in communism, that makes me a communist.
有人说好，假如我相信共产主义，那我就是一个共产主义者。
If I believe in capitalism, that makes me a capitalist.
假如我相信资本主义的话，那我就是一个资本主义者。
Well, I believe in Jesus, doesn't that make me a Christian?
那我相信耶稣，那这个不就使我成为基督徒了吗？
When people ask me, "Oh, are you a Christian?"
所以当人问我说你是基督徒吗
？I said, "Yeah, sure. I grew up in the church."
我说当然，我在教会长大。
Doesn't make you a Christian.
在教会长大不使你成为基督徒。
You have to be born again of the Spirit of God to be a Christian.
你必须从神的圣灵重生才能成为一个基督徒。
You have to become His real son or daughter so you can call Him Father.
你必须成为他的真正的孩子，你才可以称他为父亲。
It'll change your life.
会改变你的生命。
Many of you probably know who John Sung is.
我们当中很多人或许听过宋尚杰这个人。
Very famous evangelist in the 1930s, especially in China.
在1930年代，在中国大陆是一个很有名的布道家。
Well, when he was a young boy, he had a terrible temper.
他很小的时候呢，脾气很坏。
And on one time he was sitting and eating.
有次他坐在吃饭的桌上。
And he got really angry at his brother.
对他的哥哥很生气。
So he threw his bowl of hot rice into his brother's face.
拿了一碗热腾腾的饭呢，就丢到哥哥的脸上。
And he knew he was going to get spanked.
他知道爸爸会打他。
So he ran away all day.
所以整天就跑走了。
Finally, at night time, he came back, knowing he's going to get spanked.
晚上回来了，也知道要挨爸爸的揍。
And sure enough, after he got the spanking,
所以被挨打之后
he heard his father crying.
他听到爸爸在哭。
His father had gone into his office.
爸爸去到他的办公室。
And he's looking through, you know, all those paperback books in the bookshelves, and he can see his father with his hands over his face.
他看到书架上所有这些书哈，看到爸爸蒙着脸在那边哭。
And he was crying so hard he couldn't stand it.
爸爸哭得很厉害，所以宋尚杰受不了了。
So he went around to his father.
就走到爸爸旁边。
And he said, "What's the matter with you?"
啊，你到底怎么了？
You whip me.
说你打我。
I don't cry.
我不哭。
But you cry.
但是你却哭了。
And his father answered.
他爸爸回答说。
God's love can be compared to the love of a father.
他说啊，上帝的爱可以跟爸爸的爱来相比较。
Had a huge impact on his life.
那这就对宋尚杰发生了很大的影响。
Okay. Understanding God as Father is going to lift your life to a whole new plane.
所以明白上帝是天父，会将你的人生提升到另外一个层次。
But in the same way, knowing God as your Father brings persecution.
但是同样的哈，认识上帝是父亲呢，也会带来逼迫。
When Jesus revealed God to be His heavenly Father,
当耶稣启示上帝是他的天父的时候
，The Jews wanted to kill him.
犹太人要杀他。
You can look up those verses.
好，你可以找这些经文。
Baptism today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那今天奉父子圣灵的名来受洗。
Still brings persecution in most parts of the world.
仍然在世界上许多地方带来逼迫。
You know a lot of the reasons.
我们知道其中很多的原因。
But the only reason you would be willing to be baptized in secret, knowing that it might cost you your life.
有些人选择在不公开的场合受洗，不遭受到生命的危险。
Would probably be because you've come to understand God is your heavenly Father.
可能就是因为你明白上帝是你的天父。
This is a famous book by Bilquis Sheikh.
这是一个很有名的一本书哈。
Yeah, she was a Muslim.
她本身是一个穆斯林。
One of the first very important wealthy lady came to Christ about 30 years ago.
大概三十年前，她是一个非常
no, 40 years now.
四十年前，她是一个非常富有的女性，她来相信耶稣。
God started coming to her in some dreams.
上帝在梦中向她显现。
In the dreams, it became obvious she was given things she knew she could only learn from missionaries.
那在这个梦中，她看到一些事情，她说这些事情只有宣教士可以跟她解释。
And you know, she knew about baptism.
她也知道受洗这件事。
She went to visit the missionaries.
所以她去看这些宣教士。
And the missionaries gave her a Bible.
宣教士给她一本圣经。
Told her to start reading it.
要她开始读。
And she was worried that she would have to be baptized.
那她很担心说自己要受洗。
She said that all Muslims had heard of the strange ceremony of baptism.
她说所有的穆斯林呢都听到这很奇怪的礼仪叫做受洗。
And she says, in my mind, get baptized, get killed.
在我的想法里面呢，你受洗呢就要被杀掉。
In the country she lived in, every Muslim that ever got baptized as a Christian in the name of the Father was killed.
在他的国家，每个奉父子圣灵名受洗的基督徒呢，后来都被杀了。
She said this also happened under British rule, even though you would think it wouldn't.
他说，甚至在英国统治之下，这个国家呢，也照样发生这些事情。
Said even as a child, I put the two together.
说，甚至在我做小孩的时候呢，我就把这两件事情放在一起。
You get baptized, you die.
你受洗，你就要死。
So she had a lot of fears.
所以她有很多的恐惧。
And then one time, as she was talking to the missionary, she would drive a long way to go see the missionary secretly.
她会开很远的路，很秘密的去见这些宣教士。
And they told her, "Why don't you try praying to God as Father?"
那这宣教士告诉她说，为什么你不向上帝祷告，把他当作天父呢？
And she writes, "You know, no Muslim, I felt certain, ever thought of Allah as his Father."
她说，没有一个回教徒哈，从来没有一个教。我会想说阿拉是他的父亲。
But I tried to address him as father.
所以我后来试着称他为父亲。
Alone in my room, I got on my knees.
所以自己一个人单独在房间跪下来。
But I just couldn't. I just couldn't call him father.
但是我没有办法叫他为父亲。
Just didn't seem like anything was happening.
好像什么事情都没发生。
But then she describes she had another dream that night.
然后那天晚上她又做了一个梦。
And suddenly a breakthrough of hope.Flooded her.
那忽然之间就一个新的希望，进到他的生命里。
Said, suppose, just suppose God were like a father.
他说：“你想想看，假如上帝真的是天父的话。”
And she remembered how her own father would always take time to talk to her if she came to talk to him.
他也记得自己的爸爸，在他每次想要讲话的时候，他就会去找他的爸爸。
And she thought, well, if God is my heavenly father, won't he take time to listen to me?
他说：“假如上帝是天父的话，他也会花时间听我讲话。”
And that morning, she prayed.
所以那天早上，他祷告了。
Oh, Father, my Father, Father God.
他说：“父神呐。”
Hesitantly, I spoke His name aloud.
所以他非常犹豫的把神的名字讲出来。
And then something broke through for me.
那忽然有一件事情就解决了。
I realized He was hearing me.
我明白他确实在听我祷告。
I prayed, Father, Oh, my Father God.
他说：“我祷告说，父啊。”
Then she said, suddenly the room was filled with a. She could sense a presence. She didn't see. She could sense a presence.
可以感觉到神的同在。
He was so close. I found myself lying my head on my knees like a little girl.
好，说感觉神这么的亲密的同在，他把自己的脸跪下来，好像个小孩一样。
Like a little girl sitting at his father's feet.
就好像小孩坐在父亲的脚前。
For a long time, I knelt there sobbing quietly.Floating in His love. This is how she described.
所以她描写自己那段经历，非常的一个亲密的一个同在。
And then she prayed, "I'm confused, Father."
然后她祷告说：“父神呐，我非常的这个。”
I have to get one thing straight right away.
非常的这个混淆搞不懂哈。她说。
She said she picked up a Quran and a Bible.
她拿起《可兰经》也拿起圣经。
And she said, "Which one, Father? Which one is your book?"
她说：“哪一本？到底哪一本是你的书？”
And she said she heard not like a voice in her ear, but she heard a voice.
但她听到一个声音。
And he said, "In which book did you learn I was your father?"
这个声音告诉她说，在哪一本书里你学到我是你的父亲呢？
And that settled it for her.
那那个就解决了她的这个疑问。
And knowing God as her father, and that's why she calls the book, "I dared to call him father."
这就是这本书的名称，就是说我。勇敢地称他为我的父亲。
She got baptized, knowing it might be her death.
后来她受洗了哈，知道很可能带来生命的危险。
God spared her. She spent 20, 30 years traveling around the world, sharing her testimony.
所以后来花了二三十年的时间，她在外面见证神。
Her son got saved, and he was martyred.
她的儿子后来也得救，但是殉道了。
Okay, but when you get baptized first in the name of the Father.
所以当我们受洗的，首先是奉父的名受洗。
You have to have that relationship before you can be baptized.
好，你必须有那样的关系才受洗。
In the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
好，奉父子圣灵的名来受洗。
See, why does this upset people so much, though, even kill Christians?
为什么受洗会招来生命的危险呢？为什么有人要把基督徒给杀了呢？
Because if Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, then every other religious leader and religion is wrong.
假如耶稣是道路、真理和生命，那么每一个其他的宗教领袖和信仰都是错的。
Because Jesus is saying, "I am the way, and there's no other way."
耶稣说我就是道路，那没有其他的道路。
I am the truth, and there's no other truth.
我就是真理，没有其他的真理。
And Jesus is returning to judge the world in righteousness someday.
耶稣将来会以公义来审判全地。
And He alone determines our eternal destiny.
唯有他决定我们永恒的命运。
Okay. Ultimately, each one of us will appear before Jesus as the King of Kings.
而我们每一个人至终都会站立在这个万王之王的面前。
But people become jealous of our exclusive and profound relationship with God as our Heavenly Father.
但是人们会嫉妒只有我们才具有的与天父生活的关系。
Right, they can't understand or experience that intimate relationship with God.
因为他们没有办法明白或经历这样与耶稣亲密的关系。
Right, until they come to know Jesus in truth.
直到他们在真理当中认识了耶稣。
In other words, when a Muslim gets baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
换句话说，当一个穆斯林奉父子圣灵的名受浸的时候
，That Muslim is saying, you know, I tried to live the Muslim life.
换句话说，这个人会说，我过去试图过一个穆斯林的生活
，But all it got me was a death sentence.
但是我所得到的只是一个死亡的判决。
Now I'm ready to die with Christ, so I can live.A new life with him.
那现在我愿意与耶稣同死，与他同活。
See, baptism is a threat because it shows every other religion is wrong.
所以受浸本身是一个威胁哈，因为他说其他的信仰不是正确的。
And either you can humble yourself and repent of believing something that was false.
好 either you can
humble yourself and repent of believing something that's false, or you're going to persecute those.Who believe it's true.
所以你如果不是谦卑自己、悔改自己来相信耶稣，要不然就是你会逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
Important lessons.
所以一些重要的功课。
Okay. First, at the center of all creation and all time and eternity and all life is an eternal Father-Son relationship.
首先，在所有的创造、时空和永恒跟生命当中呢，存在一个永恒的父子关系。
That relationship undergirds all creation.
这个关系呢，支撑着每一个创造。
God revealed Himself as Father because family is of the utmost importance.
上帝启示他自己是父亲，因为家庭对他而言是超级重要的。
And if you're going to come know God as your heavenly Father, you might have to suffer persecution from your earthly family for a while until they come to know Him as their Father.
那你成为基督徒之后呢，或许你自己的家人会开始逼迫你，直到他们认识耶稣为止。
Okay.Second, the family with its structure and order and unity.
那家庭的结构，还有一种有和，还有家庭的和谐。
It involves authority and submission.
里面包括权柄跟顺服。
The family unit reveals the glory of God because God is first and foremost Father.
那家庭就显明出上帝的荣耀，因为上帝最先就是一个天父。
This explains why the world and Satan are attacking the family so hard now.
那就是为什么哈，世人呢，撒旦攻击家庭，而且企图毁灭家庭。
They're trying to destroy your family and your family structure because it's an attack on God's glory.
因为他们要 供给你的家庭，你的家庭结构，因为这个家庭对上帝来说是最重要的。
And you've got to fight that battle and win it through Jesus Christ.
所以你必须靠着耶稣的能力来打这场仗，而且要赢过这场仗。
Because the devil is after your family.
因为撒旦在攻击你的家庭。
Many people grew up experiencing the loneliness and rejection of a poor example of a father.
那很多人成长中呢，经历孤单，而且被父亲排斥，甚至被邪恶的父亲虐待。
Or even were abused by an evil father.
被邪恶的父亲甚至虐待。
You know, there's a lot of studies have been done.
很多的研究呢。
And basically, they found that at least 70% of all the men in prison.
他们发现说，至少在监牢里面的70%的囚犯。
Are in prison because they had no relationship or a very bad relationship with their father.
基本原因就是他们跟他的父亲没有关系，或是关系很糟糕。
That father figure is so important.
所以那个父亲的角色是这么的重要。
There's a famous doctor, Joseph Nicolosi.
有一个非常有名的医生哈，叫 Joseph Nicolosi.
Right, he's written a lot of books on gays, homosexuality.
他写了很多有关同性恋、男同性恋的事情。
He believes you can help them, they can change.
他相信说你可以帮助同性�lian者来改变。
But he says in 30 or some years of ministering to gays,
他在他30多年服侍这个同性恋者的时期，
he said he never met one that had a good relationship with his father.
他说他从来没有碰到一个呢是跟他父亲有好关系的。
But that broken relationship with earthly fathers is one of the key causes of the breakdown of the family.
他说跟这个世上的父亲的关系破裂是家庭破裂的一个最关键性的因素。
But look at the hope here. Some people think, well, I had a bad father, so it's hard for me to believe in God the Father.
但是看看你有的盼望，有人说哈，我跟家里，我跟世上的父亲关系非常不好，所以我跟天父的关系可以好得起来吗？
Look at the hope Jesus gives us.
但是看看耶稣给我们的盼望。
Okay, the same prayer we began with.
就是我们刚刚用的祷告的一些经文。
Jesus prays that I could be in them.
耶稣说使我在他们里面。
And thou, Father, in me.
你在我的里面。
That they, us, might be made perfect in one.
使他们完完全全的合而为一。
Jesus will come live in us.
耶稣会来住在我们的里面。
So that we can become one.
使我们成为一。
That the world may know that thou hast sent me.
叫世人知道你差了我来
and has loved them,
也知道你爱他们
as thou has loved me,
如同你爱我一样
okay, do you see that?
所以你看到了吗
you can know that the Father loves you,
你可以知道天父爱你
as much as he loved Jesus,
正如他爱耶稣一样
now that's not just something you'll know intellectually,
这不单单是你在认知上会明白的一件事
That's a love you will experience through the Holy Spirit.
那也是一个你经由圣灵可以经历到的爱。
God will shed the love of God abroad in your heart.
上帝会将他的爱浇灌在你的心里。
And when you become His son or daughter, you'll realize, wow, my heavenly Father loves me as much as He loves Jesus.
当你成为他的儿女的时候，你会明白，原来天父爱我，像他爱耶稣那样。
You experience that through the Holy Spirit, you'll never be the same.
当你从圣灵有这样的经历之后呢，你就不再一样了。
Jesus said, "I have declared unto them Thy name."
耶稣说，我将你的名字指示他们。
Okay, now you know what name it is. What name did Jesus declare?
所以耶稣跟我们讲，宣告的是什么样的名呢
？What's God's name?
上帝的名字是什么
？One more. Let me hear it. I am not sure. Father. But again, it's only a name.If you're a true son or daughter.
这个名字只有你是真实的孩子的时候，你才可以使用。
But you know God is Father.
你知道神是父亲。
Then you will begin to experience the true love of God.
你就开始能够经验他真实的爱。
Do you see it?
所以你看到了吗
？Jesus comes to live in us.
耶稣来住在我们的里面。
And when He comes to live in us,
当他来住在我们里面的时候
，He gives me His love for the Father.
他也把他对天父的爱带到我们的心里
，and allows me to experience the Father's love for me，
让我能去经验上帝对我的爱。
So don't get it backwards。
所以不要把它本末倒置。
Don't think I have to be able to love my father first, or maybe I never will be able to accept God because I'll never be able to accept my earthly father。
好，你不要认为说哦，我跟我地上的父亲关系很糟糕，所以我没有办法经历跟上帝的爱。
No, the love of Jesus。For his father is going to flood your life.
好，耶稣对他父亲的爱会同样带到你的里面，让你充满对父神的爱。
And that love is going to change you in relationship to your earthly father.
好，那那个爱呢，也可以改变你跟地上的父亲的关系。
God will replace that hate with His love.
上帝会用爱来取代你对世上父亲的痛恨。
He will replace that unforgiveness with His mercy and grace.
他也会用他的怜悯跟恩典取代你对他的那个这个仇恨。
First, you experience God's love as your heavenly Father.
首先，你经验天父对你的爱。
Now you can make every other human relationship right.
而之后你可以使人间的各样的关系变成好的。
And if God is first and foremost Father,
所以假如上帝首先是父亲，
it'll have a huge influence on how I understand the church.
他也会大大影响我对他的教会的认识。
Right. The family's most important characteristic of the church, and that means love is most important.
好，那上帝就是教会的家，教会是上帝的家，所以他最重要的特征应该是爱。
The church is a family.
好，教会是神的家。
Right. Your brother Jackson.
你是我的家庭弟兄姐妹。
Yeah. I'd rather you call me Brother Ray than Pastor Ray.
我情愿你叫我裴瑞明弟兄，而不是裴牧师。
Brothers and sisters, because we're one family.
好，我们叫以弟兄姐妹互相称呼，因为我们是同一个家人。
With the same heavenly Father.
同一位天父。
So I commit myself to help the church become the loving family God created.
所以我要委身自己，帮助教会成为上帝所创造的爱心的家。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Just want to ask you as we close, so we can pray for you.
在我们结束祷告的时候，我先要问你一个问题。
Do you know you've never experienced God as your heavenly Father?
你知道你从来没有经验上帝是你的天父吗？
But now you know you really would like to make that relationship so you can know Him as your heavenly Father.
而现在你希望跟他建立这样一个父子或父女的关系。
If that's a desire of your heart, put your hand up.
假如这是你心里的一个盼望，请你把你的手举起来。
If you would like to know God as your heavenly Father.
假如你愿意认识天父是认识上帝是你的天父。
Okay.And if you do, that's why we're here. That's why the church exists.
这就是为什么教会在这里。
So you can have a relationship with God.
让你跟上帝建立关系。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
Thank you for so loving the world that you sent your only begotten Son.
感谢你如此的爱世人，将你的独生子送到这个世界上来。
Thank you that Jesus revealed the name by which you want us to call you.
也谢谢你，耶稣基督启示了你所想要被称呼的名字。
And that name is Father.
那个名字就是父亲。
Abba.
阿爸。
But it's only a name.
那只是一个名字。
If we've truly been born again as your child.
假如我们真正的重生，成为你的儿女。
Help us walk in that love.
帮助我们行走在这样的爱中。
And the peace that that relationship gives.
以及这个关系带来的平安。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.